From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, September 12th. Parts of Big Chico Creek have been closed for months due to toxic E. coli in the water. Butte County Public Health is working to find out what's causing the outbreak. That's while rumors continue to circulate that homeless people living in Bidwell Park are to blame. The agency maintains that's likely not the case. The Public Health Department says they've received a lot of questions from concerned community members about whether the E. coli in the water could be linked to human feces from unhoused residents camping near the creek. Dr. Jarrett Bowden is the county's public health officer. In a video posted by the agency, he said there are many reasons why public health thinks that's not the case. One is that the bacteria has been found as far up in the creek as the 5 mile area.
Most of the humans that are living in the park are usually living farther downstream and not that far upstream.
Bowden also says people infected with E. coli only usually carry it for about 2 weeks, but the outbreak has lasted a while.
We have confirmation that the E. coli 157 has been in the creek since the beginning of June all the way to the end of July. That's 2 whole months. So it'd be very unusual for a human to kind of keep that infection for that long.
Additionally, Bowden says there would need to be a big group of people who are infected to account for the volume of E. coli found in the water. He also says public health has had no reports of people living in or near the park being infected with E. coli 0157. Bowden says most outbreaks of the specific E. coli strain are linked to grazing animals like cows or birds, not people. That said, Bowden made clear they're not ruling anything out, and the investigation could take time. In other news, new wildfire safety grants are going to fire departments and other agencies. The California Fire Foundation and the PG&E Foundation have awarded nearly $1 million to organizations mostly in Northern and Central California. 8 groups in the Northern Valley received grants, including Butte County Search and Rescue and the North Valley Animal Disaster Group. In Shasta County, the Cottonwood Fire Protection District is also a grantee. The funds will be used to buy personal protection and specialized equipment for firefighters and for wildfire mitigation work. And a new indie horror film is set to premiere at the Paget Theater. McCurdy Point is a found footage movie, and it was edited by Chico native Nolan Ford.
We put over a year and a half of time into the post-production of it alone. So like it was probably over 2 years of a project entirely. So it was just something I was ready to really sink some time and effort into.
Ford is a former music director at NSPR and now lives in Los Angeles. He says he's elated to bring the film to Chico for a community screening, something that's been on his bucket list.
I kind of always had this like dream of, even before leaving for LA, like it'd be really awesome to like make a movie someday and show it at the Paget.
The one night only screening is Wednesday, September 24th at the Paget, with live music from Pat Hole. More at mynspr.org. Also, California state lawmakers Thursday approved a bill that would make it easier to prosecute those who threaten violence against schools, workplaces, daycares, churches, or hospitals. It would close a loophole that previously required an individual to be named. The measure comes after recent school violence, including the shooting death of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk this week on a Utah college campus. The bill now heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Additionally, just before the COVID-19 pandemic, girls in California scored higher in math than boys. But that's no longer the case. NSPR's Ken Duvall says experts aren't sure why.
Boys have historically outperformed girls in math, but beginning in the early 2000s, STEM programs emphasizing science, technology, engineering, and math started to close the gap. By 2019, 62% of 8th grade girls in California districts scored better on math tests. But last year, that number had fallen to just 4%. Experts first thought declining scores were due to school closures during the pandemic, but now think that's not likely. However, studies do indicate that girls suffered more anxiety and depression during the pandemic. Morgan Nugent is a district superintendent in Shasta County. He told EdSource he sees mental health as the chief contributor. There may be other factors, but more study is needed, and that may be a problem because the Trump administration has slashed funding for educational research.
That was NSPR's Ken Duvall. According to data from EdSource, in the North State, girls at Cottonwood Union Elementary, Orland Unified, and Colusa Unified are still outperforming the boys in math. Additionally, California state lawmakers Thursday passed a controversial bill known as the No Secret Police Act. The bill bans local and federal law enforcement from wearing ski masks or other face coverings while on duty, with exceptions for undercover work, riot gear, and medical masks. The Peace Officers Association, State Sheriff's Association, and California Police Chiefs Association all oppose the bill. It now heads to Governor Newsom's desk for his signature. If signed, it will be effective immediately. Lawmakers also passed a related bill called the No Vigilantes Act. It would require law enforcement to clearly display their name or badge number while on duty. And those were your headlines for Friday, September 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.